Thanks for joining me today at InvestorIdeas.com Clean Tech and Climate Change Podcast, looking at today's problems and solutions for the future. I'm your host, Dawn Van Zandt, founder of InvestorIdeas.com, and hoping to share our way of making a difference in climate change. Good morning. I touched on Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway trading on the NYSE, BRK.A, and BRK.B pollution ratings in a recent podcast, noting it was one of the top 10 air polluters, ranking ninth according to the Political Economy Research Institute for the Toxic 100 Air Polluters Index, a 2022 report based on 2020 data. Also, according to Political Economy Research Institute, they ranked fourth in Greenhouse 100 Polluters Index. Seeing this made me really want to dig deeper and see what the reality of the company is versus its environmental propaganda. According to their website, Berkshire Hathaway's Energy Core Principle of Environmental Respect recognizes the importance of minimizing the impacts our operations have on the environment. And we're committed to using natural resources wisely and protecting our environment for the better of future generations. Talking about ESG, they say, ESG and sustainability is inherent in Berkshire Hathaway's energy vision, to be the best energy company in serving our customers while delivering sustainable energy solutions. Our sustainability strategy focuses on reducing environmental impacts, supporting our communities, embracing a diverse and inclusive workforce, and advancing strong governance principles. Contradicting this, in an article from Cornell in 2022, Christopher Marquis, a professor in sustainable global enterprise at the Cornell S.C. Johnson College of Business and author of Better Business, How the B Corp Movement is Remaking Capitalism, said Buffett's resistance to sustainability practices and transparency tarnishes his reputation. Marquis said, Buffett is clearly trapped in the past, the days of companies being able to buttress their profits by passing costs of their pollution onto society are numbered. Investors, governments, and consumers are increasingly demanding not only more transparency on emissions, but also for companies to come up with credible net zero commitments. The longer he holds out, the more he will tarnish his reputation as an investor and as a citizen. Apparently, Buffett is not changing, and neither is his company. May of this year, Reuters reported Berkshire Hathaway's shareholders on Saturday overwhelmingly rejected six proposals for environmental, social, and governance changes at Warren Buffett's conglomerate, all of which the billionaire investor and his board opposed. By margins of at least 3-1, shareholders voted against three proposals that Berkshire Hathaway disclose more about its climate-related risks or greenhouse gas emissions and efforts to address them and its efforts to promote diversity. So the irony is, he funds Bill Gates Foundation, and AP reported he has given the Gates Foundation $39.3 billion, it may be even more. And what does Bill Gates profess to be as he attends global forums and offers his advice everywhere? An expert on climate change. If this all of this wasn't true, it would just be ridiculous. For investors, note to self, dig deeper and go beyond the corporate propaganda. That's it for today. Do something great for this beautiful planet each and every day. To hear more Clean Tech podcasts, visit the Clean Tech and Climate Change page on Investor Ideas. You can find it on our top template. Also, Investor Ideas has a lineup of other podcasts and themes, including the AII, the Crypto Corner, our cannabis podcast called Cannabis News and Stocks on the Move, rated one of the top investor podcasts in the sector, Play by Play, a podcast looking at sports and esports news, and Exploring Mining. To listen to any of our podcasts, visit our podcast page on Investor Ideas at investorideas.com/audio. And a reminder, you can hear our podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spreaker.com, iHeartRadio, Google Play Music, and most audio platforms available to you. If you like any of our podcasts, we would appreciate you recommending them or reviewing them on your audio platform. And to help you follow and track clean tech and renewable energy stocks, Investor Ideas has created a directory of publicly traded stocks in the sector. You can find that by going to our homepage, looking on the sidebar and looking at renewable energy and environmental themes, and you'll find our stock directories there. Investor Ideas does remind all of investors to read our disclaimers and disclosures on our site. You can find them at investorideas.com/about-disclaimer.asp. It is important to read these. And this podcast is not an endorsement to buy products or services or securities. Investors are reminded that all investment involves risk and a possible loss of investment. Thank you again and have a great day.